The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, July 30th. What to know today about red and green zones in the U.S., the deal that has federal agents packing up to leave Portland, and which presidents will and won't be at the funeral of civil rights icon John Lewis. Plus, what the big tech CEOs said under oath this week, the return of pro basketball in the bubble, and which hip-hop artist is topping the charts and breaking records. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, right now, nearly half of the United States is still in the middle of a serious coronavirus outbreak. Federal officials released a new report this week that found COVID-19 flare-ups in 21 states now are bad enough to be in the so-called red zones. That means those 21 states have all been reporting more than 100 cases per 100,000 people in the past week. And those states are mostly in the south or west, like Florida, Texas, Arizona, Georgia, and California. But some states in the Midwest are also listed, like Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa. The report said each of the 21 states on the list should consider more restrictions, like closing bars and enforcing mask mandates. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the federal report put just one state in the so-called green zone, and that's Vermont. It's the only one reporting fewer than 10 cases per 100,000 people. But all Americans are still being told to keep their guards up, because this week the death toll has been especially upsetting. Reuters reports that the last couple of days, on average, one American died every minute from COVID-19. Since February, more than 150,000 people have now died from the virus in the U.S. The White House coronavirus coordinator says the U.S. is still seeing significant outbreaks from birthday parties, graduation parties, and family reunions. So Dr. Deborah Birx says even though it's not easy, people should continue to limit gatherings and wear masks. Federal agents will be packing up and leaving Portland, Oregon, starting today. The Trump administration struck a deal with the state. Now Oregon State Police will stay in downtown Portland to help protect federal property instead of the feds. But there's some conflicting information coming out from the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security is saying agents will leave, but only once they're certain everything is secure. Remember, the Trump administration had said that federal officers have been necessary to stop rioters and protect federal property in Portland, saying violent groups have mixed in with people protesting police brutality. But protesters and local officials have accused those federal agents of using tear gas and other weapons against peaceful protesters and taking people away in unmarked cars without cause. But even as federal officers are expected to leave Portland, the Trump administration is sending other federal agents into Midwestern cities now. They're going to Cleveland, Detroit, and Milwaukee in the coming weeks. However, that's in a separate effort to fight violent crime, not protesters. Instead, they'll be working with local police to arrest fugitives, solve shootings, and prosecute gun and gang cases in federal courts. The nation's most powerful tech executives got a grilling on Capitol Hill. The CEOs from four of America's big tech companies appeared in front of Congress under oath and via video all at once. We're talking about Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Apple's Tim Cook, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai. And as expected, lawmakers asked some pretty heated questions during a six-hour hearing. Lawmakers quickly dug into concerns about the companies crushing their competition, only to raise their own profits higher. Some Democrats even suggested the tech giants should be broken up into smaller companies. The CEOs, though, all disagreed. They stressed that their companies come from humble beginnings, and only in America could they go on to build big businesses. Also, they say their platforms actually help entrepreneurs promote and operate their small and medium-sized businesses. Some of the harshest questions were directed at the CEOs of Google and Facebook. They were both accused of copying competitors and stealing ideas. For example, Google added company ratings to be more like Yelp, and Facebook launched Stories to be more like Snapchat. But the CEOs argue there's nothing wrong with that. They both acknowledge they do look at trends to see what customers want and use that information for improvements. Also, some Republican lawmakers voiced concerns about what they call an anti-conservative bias on those tech platforms. But the CEO said that bias just doesn't exist. So what now? Well, it's up to lawmakers to decide if any new legislation or enforcement is needed. This hearing was all part of their ongoing investigation. To be continued. The late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis has arrived at his final resting place. And today, three former presidents are expected to attend his funeral. George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama will reportedly be there. The only living presidents not making the trip are Donald Trump and Jimmy Carter. And that's not too surprising, since former President Carter is 95 years old and his spokesperson says he's not traveling these days. And President Trump never got along with the late congressman. Lewis actually started a boycott of Trump's inauguration in 2017, and President Trump said he would not visit the Georgia Democrats' casket when it was at the Capitol. Lewis spent more than three decades as a congressman and was known as the conscience of Congress before he died at 80 years old. The funeral will air live on many of the major TV networks and streamed online starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The countdown is on. NASA is expected to launch its newest Mars rover this morning. The car-sized robot is called Perseverance, and once it launches, it'll start the journey to the Red Planet with its arrival expected in February 2021. The mission has several goals, including looking for signs of ancient life and collecting samples that can be brought back to Earth later. The launch window starts today. Now, or sometime in the next couple of weeks, is the time because Earth and Mars are closer together than usual, which only happens once every 2 years or so. You can watch the launch online. We'll post a link in our show notes to the live stream. For now, at least, it's scheduled to start at 7:50 a.m. Eastern. Also, we're talking about this mission to Mars in our special edition Saturday interview this weekend. You can learn about some of the new technology that will be tested on Mars and how it all fits into the bigger mission to send humans to the Red Planet. It's available right here starting this Saturday morning. All right, we have more news coming up, but first I'm excited to tell you about our new sponsor this week, Liquid IV. You know that feeling when you're so thirsty and maybe water helps a bit, but it doesn't really do the trick? I'm guessing you do, since 3 out of 4 people experience dehydration daily. Well, Liquid IV is going to change your world. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of plain water without filling up your stomach with too much liquid at once. I love pouring a packet of Liquid IV into my water whenever I come home from a hard workout, even a walk on a hot day, or when I realize I just haven't had enough water lately. And it quenches my thirst like nothing else. Plus, it's made with clean ingredients, so you can feel good about adding it to your water. Plus, I love the flavors like lemon lime and acai berry. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, but you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Get some better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Use the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now, back to the news. Tonight marks the beginning of Eid al-Adha, also known as the Festival of Sacrifice. It's one of Islam's biggest holidays, and roughly 1.8 billion people celebrate it worldwide. Usually they gather for prayers, sermons, big feasts, gifts, and family time. But this year, the COVID-19 pandemic has things looking a little differently. For example, Al Jazeera reports Muslims are encouraged to do prayers outside and keep sermons short. And they're also expected to greet each other from a distance. Basketball is back. The NBA season officially returns today with a doubleheader in Florida. First up, the New Orleans Pelicans take on the Utah Jazz. Then later, it's the Los Angeles Lakers against the Los Angeles Clippers. For basketball fans, this has been a long time coming. Nearly 5 months since the last competitive game, to be exact. But the restart of the season does come with a bunch of new rules. First, all of the games are happening in the same place, so players won't have to travel. And that's the sports complex at Disney World in Florida, now called the Bubble. And just like for other sports, fans are not allowed to attend. But there is still a lot to watch from home. At times, there will be 7 different NBA games in a single day. Or as the AP puts it, fans will sometimes have 10 consecutive hours of basketball to follow. It all kicks off tonight at 6:30 Eastern. The Lollapalooza Music Festival begins today. This year, there will not be huge crowds in Chicago like usual. Instead, the entire 4-day event is streaming on YouTube. It'll include 150 performances. Some of music's biggest stars will be featured, like Paul McCartney, Outkast, and Arcade Fire. Some will be live, others will be from the best of Lollapalooza. It'll be free to watch, but people will be encouraged to donate to causes like the Arts for Illinois Relief Fund and the Equal Justice Initiative. Drake has broken yet another record. The rapper, singer, songwriter now has the most top 10 hits in history on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. So far, he's had 40, surpassing the former record holder, Madonna. But to be clear, Drake got a little help with this. His recent chart toppers were actually collaborations with DJ Khaled. Still, Drake has been on a record-breaking roll these last few years. For example, in 2018, he broke a record held by the Beatles when his album, Scorpion, posted 7 singles in the top 10 all at once. That's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday, when we explain one extra quick thing to know each week. But first, a quick reminder, today and tomorrow are the last 2 days you can vote for The Newsworthy to be nominated for a People's Choice Podcast Award. So if you enjoy the show, please go to podcastawards.com, enter your email, and vote for The Newsworthy in 2 categories, People's Choice as well as News and Politics. That's podcastawards.com. Choose The Newsworthy to win in the People's Choice and News and Politics categories. You can also find the link in today's episode notes. Thank you so much for taking the time to support us. Okay, so today's thing to know is the difference between furloughs and layoffs. A furlough is essentially an unpaid leave of absence. So if you're furloughed, you're still an employee, but you're not working at the moment and not getting paid. And you may not know how long you won't be getting that paycheck. Still, the idea is the door stays open for you to return to work later. That's typically not the case when you're laid off, when you actually lose your job altogether. Though when you are laid off, you might receive some severance pay. And that's your thing to know today. Thank you so much for listening. The Newsworthy is here for you by 4 in the morning every weekday. We'll be back tomorrow with your news roundup for Friday and the weekend. Until then, have a great day.